This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting postponed until 1 p.m. today following opposition's continued obstruction. Opposition parties remain firm on their demands for Home Minister's resignation over the visit visa scam. Government establishes Central Command post to enhance monsoon preparedness and response efforts. Diamond Jubilee of Mount Annapurna's first ascent marked, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is working to ensure safer mountaineering. And Israeli military unleashes strikes on Syria after projectile launches. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has been adjourned until today. Speaker Debaraj Ghimire's press advisor Shekhar Adhikari said the meeting scheduled for 11 a.m. yesterday was postponed until 1 p.m. today after no consensus was reached to conduct the meeting. The meeting could not take place at 11 a.m. yesterday after the opposition party struck to its demand for the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak over the visit visa scam. Meanwhile, a meeting of the CPN Maoist Centre, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the CPN Unified Socialist held at the Parliament building in Singhadarbar yesterday decided that the House meeting would not be allowed to take place until Home Minister Lekhak resigns over the case. The opposition parties in Parliament have also continued to press from the formation of a high-level commission to investigate the scandal. According to Rashtriya Swatantra Party spokesperson Manish Jha, the meeting expressed a unanimous commitment to finding a lasting solution to the issue. The opposition parties have also demanded the Prime Minister's response on the matter in the Parliament. Members of the National Assembly have expressed serious concerns over the activities aimed at undermining the Federal Democratic Republic system. Speaking during a special session of the Upper House yesterday, the lawmakers strongly objected to ongoing efforts by certain groups to reverse the existing political system. They stressed the urgent need for democratic forces to unite and protect the system against such attempts. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need for a new financial order and strong global cooperation for development and prosperity. Addressing a virtual meeting called by United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres yesterday on the eve of the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development to be held in Sevilla, Spain from the 30th June to 3rd of July, Prime Minister Oli also argued for healthy institutional reforms. In the virtual meeting attended by various heads of state and government, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the need for effective international cooperation, noting that developing countries cannot rely solely on their resources amid decreasing foreign aid and investment. He also shared Nepal's national aspiration for a prosperous Nepal, happy Nepalese, reaffirming the country's commitment to graduating from least developed country status to a middle-income country by 2026 and meeting the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. Public transport services have resumed across the country after transport entrepreneurs called off their protest. The strike, which had brought nationwide public transportation to a halt, was in response to new ride-sharing regulations introduced by the Gandaki provincial government. An agreement was reached on Monday between the federal government and the transport entrepreneurs, but services remained suspended until the Gandaki provincial government officially withdrew the regulations. Following a directive from the federal government, the province agreed to suspend the ride-sharing rules for a month. President of the National Federation of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs, Vijay Swar, confirmed that the withdrawal of the protest programs and the resumption of services. The resolution came after repeated rounds of negotiations with the final agreement channeled through the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Despite the agreement, the public faced significant inconvenience due to the continued transport shutdown until the provincial government's decision. The government has set up a 12-member Monsoon Response Command post led by Chief Executive Officer of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA. The command post was established under the recently endorsed Monsoon Preparedness and Response National Action Plan 2025. As the monsoon had already entered Nepal on May 29, the Monsoon Response Command Post was set up for the first time under the NDRRMA, an authority that runs under the Ministry of Home Affairs. Speaking at the press meet, Acting CEO and Joint Secretary Vishnu Prasad Bastola of the NDRRMA said the Monsoon Response Command Post will handle all disaster-related activities throughout the coming 4 months of the monsoon period starting June to September. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring safety in mountaineering activities across the country. Speaking at a special event held to commemorate the Diamond Jubilee of the first ascent of Mount Annapurna, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that the government is actively working to reduce the risk associated with mountain climbing. The program was organized by Annapurna Rural Municipality at Narchang in Annapurna Rural Municipality 4, Magdi District, where the Prime Minister highlighted efforts to strengthen infrastructure and human resources to support safe climbing. As part of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations, statues of the pioneering climbers of the first Annapurna ascent were unveiled at the Annapurna Base Camp. Minister of State for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kham Bahadur Garbhuza, officially unveiled the statues of French climbers Maurice Herzog and Louis Lassagnol, as well as Nepali climber Sonam Walung Sherpa. The event marked 75 years since the historic 1950 ascent of Mount Annapurna, the first successful summit of an 8,000-meter peak in the world. The 92-kilometer-long Kanti Highway, an alternative road of Tribhuvan Highway that connects the federal capital Kathmandu to Birganj on the Nepal-India border, is to be closed for 4 days beginning today for the construction of a Bailey Bridge. The Makwanpur District Administration Office informed about the closure of the highway by issuing a public notice yesterday. The new infrastructure is to be set up over the Bagmati River at the border of Bhimpethi Rural Municipality in Makwanpur and Bagua of Lalitpur District. The fifth edition of the Himalayan Travel Mart, an international tourism fair aimed at promoting Nepal's tourism, kicked off in Kathmandu yesterday. The event is a joint initiative by the Nepal chapter of the Pacific Asia Travel Association, the Nepal Tourism Board, Nepal Airlines and various national and international tourism organizations. The Travel Mart is being attended over by 700 representatives, including more than 100 international delegates from 30 countries. On the occasion, Nepal Tourism Board Chief Executive Officer Deepak Raj Joshi stated that the Mart would be instrumental in further exploring and promoting Nepal's tourism destinations internationally. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The Israeli military said in a statement it struck weapons belonging to the Syrian regime in southern Syria in a second attack that Israel launched after reporting 2 projectiles were fired from Syria on Tuesday. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the 2 projectiles. Syrian state news agency and security sources reported a series of Israeli strikes, the first major ones in nearly a month, targeting several sites. The Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz had earlier said that he held Syrian President Ahmad al-Sara responsible for the 2 projectile launches. The Syrian Foreign Ministry said in a statement that reports of the launches towards Israel had not been verified yet and reiterated that Syria had not and will not pose a threat to any party in the region, which the state news agency Sana reported. Syria and Israel have recently engaged in direct talks to ease tensions, a significant development in relations between the states that have been on opposite sides of the conflict in the Middle East for decades. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi province and at one or two places in Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, with chances of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the country's high mountainous region today. The division has stated that currently the western and central parts of the country are under the influence of westerly winds and local winds, while most of the region in Kosi province is under the influence of monsoon winds. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 18 to 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. House of Representatives meeting postponed until 1 p.m. today following opposition's continued obstruction. Opposition parties remain firm on their demands for Home Minister's resignation over the visa scam. Government establishes central command post to enhance monsoon preparedness and response efforts. Diamond Jubilee of Mount Annapurna's first ascent marked. Prime Minister Oli says government is working to ensure safer mountaineering. And Israeli military unleashes strikes on Syria after projectile launches. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.